Some months ago, our son Randy, his wife Jackie, and their two children came to the supper table to have their meal together. Their two children, Christine and Clayton, were placed in their high chairs, and after asking the Lord's blessing on the food, proceeded to eat their meal. All of a sudden, little Clayton laid down his spoon, looked up at his parents, and in his loud and sincere one-year-old manner, began to jabber away with a great deal of emotion and earnestness. "Blah, blah, blah, bloppity, blah, blah," he said. Christine, who was 2 years old at the time and speaking quite well, listened to her little brother with keen interest. Finally, Clayton ended his oration and left his parents completely in the dark as to what he had said. Because Christine had listened so intently, Randy thought maybe she knew what Clayton had said and that she could act as an interpreter. So he asked her, "Christine, do you know what your little brother just said?" "Yes," she said. "Tell us, sweetheart, what did he say?" Christine looked up and said, "Clayton said, blah, 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 blappity, blah, blah." It took his parents a few minutes to regain their composure. As I listened to them tell that little story, I was reminded of the fact that to gain an understanding of the Bible, there must be an interpreter and a teacher. The Apostle Paul made it very plain that without the help of the Holy Spirit as teacher, the Scriptures would remain a mystery. Apart from the work of the Holy Spirit in revealing what the Scriptures mean, there can be no real understanding. According to 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. Friend, that verse contains a very strong word. The word is foolishness. Just so much gibberish, like a baby jabbering away. The Bible is a closed book to anyone who is not a Christian, because that person has no interpreter, no heaven-sent teacher. But when we are born again, it's a whole different story. As Christians, we have the Spirit of God to teach us what the Scriptures mean. And not only that, but then the Holy Spirit can apply the great truths of God to our own hearts and strengthen us to live it out. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Iams.